Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk call-in radio show with a valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel.
And welcome to For the Love of Dogs with Janice Wolf. Boy, has it been an interesting day. We have been deluged with calls, and it seems to be a theme call today. Not Halloween theme yet, but certainly dogs who are turning into monsters right before their owner's very eyes. One of the calls that we keep getting lately, and I don't know if this is a factor of just the volume of people and calls we get, or if it's actually an issue that's starting to happen because so many people in the economy, this is not the greatest economy, although we're told it is, but certainly because so many people are under such incredible amounts of stress, many people are losing their jobs, they're under great amounts of pressure. It seems to me that I just don't remember it getting worse and worse and worse like this since I was born, and that's more than a few years ago. So one of the problems is that I've been getting, literally I must have gotten 8 or 9 calls this week alone from people who have babies or toddlers. And the baby or toddler isn't the problem, but the dog becoming very protective is the problem. And so what's happening is dogs are becoming more stressed, and as you all know from listening every week, if the dog is stressed, that means that the symptom, that the family is stressed. So any time that we get a behavioral issue whatsoever, we have to look at the family, the environment, the economy, family members moving, someone passing away, a dog leaving or passing, a child being born, grandma, moving in, and, nobody wants their mother-in-law really living with them, although I had a very good one, at least once. It's so stressful in the economy and in the environment today. There are just so many things going on, and unfortunately, the dog becomes the symptom. The dog is a sounding board. If you want to see a great, stable family, and you want to find, who's going to be, Leave It to Beaver, and it's going to be June and Walt Cleaver, you're going to have to look for the dog that doesn't have many or any behavioral issues. Because what happens, as unfortunately the economy worsens and as people get stressed and as Wall Street starts kind of imploding and more people are getting involved with different jobs and lower-paying jobs and different things like that. Well, as that's happening, you see the dogs start having more serious issues. And I have never seen so much aggression in 30-something years of doing this. I have never seen so much aggression. Dog aggression, people aggression, combined aggression, possessiveness. And I really feel that it is, unfortunately, the way the people's families are reacting, and the dog becomes this kind of obvious sign of a problem. Sometimes it's a divorce. Sometimes it's a child who might be getting into trouble, and the mother and father can't stick together anymore because it's just so much stress. And one of the particular people who called me was very sad. It's a family who just had a baby. Baby is about 2 years old. And since the baby was born, their dog is just getting in more and more trouble and now has bitten 3 people and another dog. And apparently 2 of the family members who were bitten, of course, didn't say anything, but the 3rd person went to the police. And, we don't talk about aggression on how to fix it because if you need help with a dog like that, you're going to call United Canine Professionals. You can get us. We have a great little thing on the website where it's actually a form you can fill out if you need help for United K9 Professionals.com. And we hear it, I can't even tell you how many people. It's just crazy. So this particular family has been having a lot of issues in the family, and the dog has become not aggressive toward the baby, but aggressive for the baby. In other words, the dog feels that he's got to take over. He's got to do that job of providing and protecting. So if he feels that he has to do that job, then guess what? That means that the family isn't giving that dog what they need. If the dog is getting everything he needs, and I'm not talking food and place to live and all things like that, but giving him behaviorally what he needs as a dog. So if he's getting what he needs, he's not going to be having these major behavioral issues. So let's talk about that today. And we're going to do this at least two segments because this is a really important thing. The main thing that we always have to remember is dogs don't just randomly do things. They're not like people who have agendas. Dogs don't have egos. They may be dominant, but dogs are not like some people who need to be noticed and, oh, you're going to respect me because I'm the alpha dog and I'm going to roll you over and I'm going to tell everyone how great I am. Dogs don't have egos. That's why we love them. Dogs aren't narcissists like we all know somebody in our lives. I know a couple who are narcissists. Dogs are not like that. Dogs are just dogs. They just want to cuddle up next to you. And if you are not providing what the dog needs and giving him a feeling and a sense of being protected, then the dog, if he's a good dog, he's going to come in, and he's going to save the day, and he's going to say, I'll take care of that baby because my family needs me, and I love them, which is great. But the problem is, unfortunately, since you have so many dogs who have behavioral issues, the shelters are starting to get full up with behavioral issues. And everyone's seen where you have, you know, a row of maybe 100 dogs in a shelter, maybe 70 of them are pit bulls. And this is a problem because that is a breed who is very happy to go to the wall and protect the family and help take care of that family versus a dog who might take a longer time, like Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, who's going to kind of be like, hey, what's up, buddy? Oh, yeah, I'm okay. Yeah, well, how's everything going with you? Kind of like Surfer Dude in California. But unfortunately, the dog is always the one who pays the price. And fortunately for us, and fortunately for your dogs, you're listening to this show. So you, right now, are going to be able to help make a difference. And who knows, you might even say, you know what, Janice? You know what? United Canine Professionals, who's in 37 states right now around the country, you might say to us, I want to get on your team. Because I want to help these people. Because, you know, if it's in a place where we don't go, and we go in a lot of places, but let's face it, there are like tens of thousands of counties in this country. It's like crazy. Maybe not tens of thousands, but you know, there's probably 10,000 counties. I mean, some of the states have, you know, 100 counties just because the state is so large. So if you can imagine getting aboard and helping us to help save more dogs, contact us at UnitedCanineProfessionals.com and be a part of the solution instead of the problem. We're going to be right back in a moment with some really good advice for this family who is in flux and has a dog who's trying to be the leader and help them out. Please stay tuned. We will be right back with For the Love of Dog.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dogs. Well, today we're talking about a particular family who is basically symptomatic of a lot of our clients. And I'm talking, we're getting almost the exact same clients for certain problems and certain issues based on, I'm talking tons in New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Texas, California, Missouri, I mean, literally all over the country. And it's been, in the last couple of months, I've noticed a trend. And that's why we're looking for people who are going to help us. People like the future Dr. Jody Joseph, who's up at Cornell University. And people like the many wonderful students of veterinary medicine who are up at Cornell, who have been kind enough to continue to ask me to come up and help them with the Shelter Medicine Club and with the behavioral clubs and the veterinarians who are the doctors who are starting to see that you can fix behavior. You don't have to give the dog a cookie or Prozac. There's something in between. Well, let's talk about this dog. I'm not going to tell you a breed, but it is not a breed you would normally associate with being very aggressive. It's actually a dog that you would associate a lot of us with water, and it's a dog who, you know, it's a medium to large sized dog. They come in black, yellow, and chocolate, and I can't even believe that this dog is doing what it's doing. But it loves its family so very much that the dog is actually just doing the best he can. The dog is doing the best he can. He's trying to protect his family. Now, let's talk about that. The dog's job, if the dog is a leader, his job is to provide for his pack, provide for his family, much the same way as if you have a family, your job is to provide, whether it's a house, shelter, food, clothing, vacations here and there, and your other job is to protect your family. So if you feel that your family is being in jeopardy, whether it's financial, medical, physical, or danger-wise, if you're a good provider and protector, hence a good leader, your job is to take care of your family. So if you think about how a dog perceives himself in the human-dog relationship, the dogs who take over and who say, hey, Dad, Mom, Junior, I got it. I'm going to take care of you because I love you. Those are the very same dogs who are winding up in shelters, rescues, or euthanized. And they were only doing a job that they thought they had to do because they love you. Now, that doesn't mean that we can tolerate it. Doesn't mean we're going to let this dog bite a fourth person and a second or third dog. It just means we need to understand that the purpose of a dog, and we talk about this every week in our client sessions all over the country, when people call us and they say, hey, I need help with my dog. He's the best dog in the world. But apparently he just bit the mailman, or apparently he just, you know, peed on my, you know, grandmother's, you know, expensive quilt or whatever it is. It's different signs of a dog who's in charge. And you can think you know a lot about dogs, and maybe you do, but I'm telling you that if you think dogs don't think and don't remember and don't perform different things according to a certain amount of memory and a certain amount of basically knowing you better than you know you, your dogs are the symptom of the problem. Now, how do we fix that? How do we fix a dog who thinks he's your kid's babysitter? And if somebody comes walking very quickly by, the dog says to himself, self, I know I'm the leader because I'm in charge, because all these people are out of control. Because I know if I bark out the door and if I bark out the window and I bark at another dog, they bark louder than I do. They bark, they back me up. I got the best pack in the world. I'm in charge. So things like that. When the dog starts barking and we're yelling, you know, Firmer, shut up or be quiet or stop or knock it off, the dog perceives that we are not a good, stable, confident, calm, in control leader. And that's when he, if he's a good dog, has taken over. So what do people with the baby who's 2 years old, three human bites, and a dog bite already, pretty severe apparently, what they need to do is they need to take charge. They need to take over. And I always get a kick out of it when people say, well, you've got to be the pack leader. It's become this ridiculous catchphrase, especially with some people who I find don't know a lot, and they think they know a lot, and they'll kind of keep repeating the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result and expecting something new to come out of their mouth. This is not one size fits all. We need to teach people, we need to teach families how to change what they're doing. So let's say your dog, let's say the dog who bit the three people and the baby, winds up barking out the window. Well, guess what that is? We scream at the dog, kind of like, remember Charlie Brown, the Peanuts comic strip, who when Charlie Brown's mother would scream for him, he'd hear, wah, 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 wah. He wouldn't hear the words because the words didn't matter. The energy of the words mattered. And dogs are masterful at seeking out and understanding energy. So if your dog is, you know, being out of control, and your dog is, you know, being bad, if you would, it may not be that he's being bad or out of control. It may just be that your family or you or someone is under a great amount of stress, and the dog is trying to help. So in the case of some dogs who are barking at other dogs or barking at squirrels or barking just to bark, try to find out where they're barking. Kind of look at them for a moment. Don't stare at them, but just glance over at them and say, all right, the dog appears to be barking out the back window. Walk up to the back window. Look out the back window as if you're looking to see if there's really somebody there. And then continue on looking out the window for a moment, maybe 3-4 seconds, and then go back to what you were doing. I have a line that I created about, 10 years ago or so. If you were in a movie theater and somebody behind you is talking on the cell phone, and you're there to see the movie. You don't know who this person is. You don't really care who the person is, not to be rude. But you just want that person to please stop talking so that you can watch your movie that you just paid $120 to watch by yourself with a small popcorn. What you would do is you would turn around to that person. You would tell them very nicely, shh, right? S-H-H-H, like I created a phrase called shh happens. And shh happens means your dog's going to bark. Your dog's going to do things. Things are going to happen. But in those times when your dog is doing something, you need to be calm and in control, not out of control, not screaming louder than or barking louder than your dog is. Remember, you were doing something before the dog started reacting. And if you can get back to what you were doing and get your energy off the dog, your dog's going to stop barking and he's going to say, wow, this person isn't out of control. Maybe he is my leader. Well, stay tuned. We've got more great tips on For the Love of Dog. We'll be right back.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
Get in on the fun and the rewards of caring for animals as a professional. Train to be a pet groomer or a veterinary assistant at the Florida Institute of Animal Arts. Turn your love for animals into a lifelong career. There are thousands of jobs in the growing professions of pet groomer and veterinary assistant. We help place graduates. Ask about tuition financing. The Florida Institute of Animal Arts, Winter Park, 407-869-PETS. On the web at myfiaa.com.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dogs with Janice Wolf. And we're talking about a family. I want to talk about another situation that I hear very, very often, which is people who don't know how to introduce their new baby to a dog. Now, you would think that most people who are dealing with the birth of a baby would have already thought it out. Like, you know, we don't just say, oh, gee, I'm going to have a baby and I'm going to just, you know, randomly do all these things. What we would normally do is we would think, oh, we're a young couple and, you know, we're probably going to have a child and, you know, maybe we shouldn't get, you know, a puppy. Maybe we shouldn't get something that's going to be a potential, you know, problem because we're going to have a baby at some point. So it never ceases to amaze me how many young couples will wind up getting dogs that are just really inappropriate breeds to be involved with babies. Even little silly things like, you know, dogs who bark a lot or dogs who have issues like slobber issues, which, you know, with some of the mastiffs, even though they tend to be really good with babies, some of the boxers even have kind of slobbery mouths. Different kinds of breeds, St. Bernard. And I actually knew a lady who was really nice in Texas, but she raised a St. Bernard, and her daughter doesn't even want to, you know, come to the house because the baby gets drooled on. And I know that sounds gross because babies already do enough drooling that they don't really need help. But, yeah, that's what happens. So when you're thinking, you know, especially if you're a young couple and just getting married or whatever, or if you're, you know, a 25-year-old woman who's dating a really nice guy who you never know, he might ask to marry him. Does it make sense for you to get a dog? If you want to get a dog, great. But why don't you get a dog that's going to fit into your life? Because it, chances are, you're going to wind up having kids. And if you're not, then it's a different story. But people do this all the time. And I am not kidding. I'm going to tell you a true story. This happened about a year ago. I got a phone call talking about babies and toddlers with dogs. Get a phone call from a very nice young lady on the phone, young mother. She just had her second baby. Well, when she has her second baby, she called me up and she wanted to donate her dog to Merlin's kids. So I said, oh, okay, well, you know, seems like a pretty nice dog. Got some behavioral issues, but you know, I can fix that. I can fix anything. I'm not worried about that. And maybe we can use the dog. But I kind of, it just didn't seem right. I said to her, Well, are you going to, you know, maybe have more children? Are you and your husband thinking of maybe having a third or more? She said, oh, yeah, I want to have at least one more, maybe two more. And I just turned kind of quizzically and said, oh, well, when you have your third baby, are you going to get rid of your first one? And she just said, no, I wouldn't do that. I would keep them both. And, you know, sometimes, I mean, I hope you're all laughing very heartily there, because I'm not kidding. This is an actual person who is procreating and making more children. How can you possibly think that it is okay to get rid of, and I'm not talking about an aggressive dog, a good dog, because you have a baby? The dog was, I think she had gotten the dog right before she was pregnant the first time. And I don't know why she can't keep the dog. Apparently she can keep the dog if she has one child, but not if she has two or three. But, you know, we can't fix stupid, right? Ron White and Larry the Cable Guy, he can't fix stupid. So we are left with dogs that wind up in the shelters, dogs who wind up in rescue groups, who are the lucky ones, because they're in rescues. The breed rescues and the all-breed rescues are really a great group of people, very devoted. We at United Canine Professionals work very, very closely with the rescues and the breed rescues and shelters. And actually, there's a wonderful shelter I had mentioned about last week that is going from a kill shelter to no-kill shelter. So we're seeing a lot of progress. But that means that now, because they're not euthanizing dogs who have failed temperament testing or who are marginal on temperament testing, which is a good thing. But now you see we're going to have an overcrowding problem. So that means that some people are not going to be able to drop their dogs off. The shelters will be full again. That's where we need your help. We need your help, because everybody knows somebody who says, I really want to help dogs. I want to go into a school. I want to be a behavior helper. I want to be a therapeutic interventionist or behavior interventionist. I want to be a facilitator of therapies for a special needs child. I want to help train service dogs. I want to help train therapy dogs. I want to help train cancer detection dogs, because we do that too. We have so many incredible people already in United Canine Professionals, but we need more, and we need more locations always, because the shelters, especially the ones in the West, Midwest, and Deep South, are not like the ones in the Northeast, even though we have certainly a lot of them that are not as perfect as we'd like. But you start getting out of the metropolitan New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania area, and you start getting out west or south, you know, there are a lot of dogs dying. And we always look at it and say, you know, there's so many great dogs, and every one of those dogs, not every single one, but every one of those dogs who could have been a service dog, and they are euthanized or languishing in a shelter while their behaviors just intensify and get worse and worse and worse, guess what? You can help us to help save those dogs. Like Merlin's Kids, our foundation, merlinskids.org. Merlin's Kids takes dogs from shelters and rescues. Dogs like the little dog who's owned by the not-so-bright lady who's going to have a third baby and wants to get rid of her dog because she had a second baby when she knew it wasn't an old dog. She knew she was going to have kids. A young woman got married, let's go get a dog. Sometimes people aren't very smart, and unfortunately, it's always the dog who pays, and it's just very sad. So help us. Everybody knows somebody else. Put it out on Facebook. Put it out on your social media. Twitter it, whatever you got to do. Follow us with Wyatt Ridgeback on Facebook, United K9, the letter K number 9, United K9 Professionals on Facebook, Merlin's Kids, M-E-R-L-I-N apostrophe S, Kids, K-I-D-S, on Facebook. And just really get involved and try to help us, because the more people who I can train and who our amazing team at United Canine Professionals and Merlin's Kids can train, the more dogs we can save around the country. So when we finally get these dogs in no-kill shelters, instead of the dogs just living there for years because they can't be adopted, you'll be able to help them to get adopted because you'll be able to fix those dogs, fix the behaviors, and understand that talking to a dog and saying, hey, sit, lie down, roll over, is not going to make him unaggressive. It's not going to make him anything other than changing his body position, which is something I've been saying for years. And I came up with all these really silly phrases like, if you don't like it, bite it. If you don't like the behavior, correct the behavior. If you like the behavior, pet the behavior. There's things like that. We're going to go into some more things. I'm going to get off my soapbox in a moment. But we have too many dogs dying every day. So please stay tuned for the next segment. For the love of dog.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
Attention all pet lovers! Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust mites and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's PAWSNSILK.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dogs. Well, I'm off my soapbox right now, but, you know, I'm passionate. I'm very passionate because you hear people who are giving death sentences to dogs in shelters, and you have to understand that it's not that owners don't love their dogs. They're frustrated. They don't understand how to fix it. Most people don't want to just get a dog and dump the dog. But when the dog starts acting out, whether it's aggressive, whether it's peeing in the house, whether it's barking, we get a lot of times people with little yappy dogs, like Yorkies and Maltese and things like that, who are getting kicked out of their homeowners associations, their condos, their apartment complexes. The best dog in the world, like really a great dog, but there are breeds, certain breeds, the herding breeds typically, who yap a lot, and some of the toy breeds, they bark a lot. Now, that doesn't always mean that the dog has a behavioral issue, because not all dogs bark for dominance. Dogs can bark for joy. I totally believe that. I mean, nobody, you know, when you say, somebody says dogs don't have emotions like humans, I know that my dog knows the difference. When I walk out the door and come back in 30 seconds, or if I come back in 30 minutes, or I come back after a trip where I'm gone for a week, my dog definitely, and we're talking Wyatt, Whisper, Sedona, Savannah, all my Ridgebacks and Grand Champion, Champion dogs, they can tell. Now, they don't know a sense of time like we do, but they are definitely sensing time, and they're definitely able to tell when we're gone for a long period of time. It's just the dog. So the fact that somebody tells you something, don't trust it. And the other thing we talk about, and I know this may seem inappropriate, but I think it's quite appropriate. when you invite a trainer or a behaviorist, like someone from United Canine Professionals, or any person who's coming into your house, we at United Canine Professionals, we're very careful. We run criminal background checks on people. And occasionally we get somebody who would say, wow, that guy's so nice, but man, he's got some, he was in jail. And that's not that you want to condemn anybody, but when you're letting somebody in your house, make sure you know who it is. Check them out on Google. Check out their criminal background. Make sure they don't, you know, they're not just talking and they're, you know, like Bernie Madoff probably was a real nice guy before he stole billions of, hundreds and millions of dollars from people. But please check to make sure, because the other problem is it's a trust issue. When you bring somebody in and, God forbid, you were told that you or your family member had a brain tumor, and I have a very good friend who's had a number of brain tumors. He didn't just say, oh, well, the doctor told me I'm going to die. He doesn't know how to fix it. Guess what? He couldn't fix it, but maybe another doctor can fix it. So it's not that nobody can fix it. It's that obedience trainer maybe couldn't fix it, or that person who claims to be a behaviorist couldn't fix it, or whoever it was couldn't fix it. But that doesn't mean that no one couldn't fix it. It just means they couldn't fix it. And it's very, very important for everyone to understand that you have to make sure that the people who are coming into your home, the people who you're entrusting your children to, people you're entrusting your dogs to, don't give blind faith. Google people. Check people out. Because that's what I hear a lot in the shelter, especially the one in my own county here, where we hear that all the time. There are several different shelters. And people will tell you, you know, well, we used, you know, trainer Joe Smith, and Joe Smith said, you know, there's nothing he could do, and we should euthanize our dog. But I don't want to euthanize my dog. But my vet said I had to euthanize my dog. And Joe Smith said it. So it's like everybody says that. Well, come on, people. Joe Smith and your vet, or whoever their name is, whoever claims and asks people also how many years they've been doing it and how, because you can have all kinds of things. And just check your people out, especially before you're thinking of euthanizing your dog or giving your dog up. That just means Joe Smith couldn't fix it. It doesn't mean that I can't, or one of the United Canine Professionals team members can't. It just means that those people who say it can't be fixed can't fix it. So, all right, let's talk some more about some behavioral issues. We've got one other thing that we do hear a lot about, and that's dogs who are barking incessantly. So let's say the dog is barking, and barking can be a sign of dominance. It is not always a sign of dominance. Barking some breeds, like Shelties, and sometimes some of the herding breeds, maybe Collies, and certain breeds like that, as well as Maltese, sometimes Yorkies, the little dogs. Those dogs, and you know, Papillons tend to bark. It sometimes is almost like a breed trait. The same way that beagles bay. Beagles bark. Hounds tend to bay and have very loud vocalizations. Sometimes, you know, you might not want to get, you know, a basset hound, a beagle, and a plod hound if you live in a city, because your neighbors are going to probably not be real happy with you. So the goal is always to make sure that you're setting your dog up for success, not for failure. Set your dog up for success, not for failure. I trademarked that. You know why? Because I want people to know that that is how we at United Canine Professionals believe, that you don't set your dog up to fail and then, oh, what a surprise, because he failed. That's like having your child set up by giving him sugar and candy and all kinds of bad food and feeding him like from fast food restaurants every meal. And then you wonder why he falls asleep in the middle of the class. Or is failing. You've got to give him good nutrition. You've got to give him good behavioral health, not just food. But you got to make sure that you're doing everything right for your dog. So don't expect that he's going to succeed when you set him up to fail. Same thing with your child, same thing with your dog. All right. We've got a little bit longer in this segment. I want to say something before we kind of break for the last segment. When you have a dog with a behavioral issue, remember, the dog is not the problem. We said it earlier. The dog is the symptom. First, before you decide you're going to give your dog up because he's barking or he's peeing in the house or he's ripping up your couches, will you please go check with a veterinarian? Go check, ask around. Not every veterinarian is a qualified veterinarian. The same way that not every person who claims to be behaviorist actually knows what he or she is doing. So go to your veterinarian, get a real good vet who's got a lot of recommendations, perhaps even on Wyatt's List, which is the referral system that Wyatt created to help you find pet professionals who are really great. But talk to your veterinarian. Sometimes a dog who's peeing and has a lot of quote-unquote accidents, sometimes it's not for dominance. Sometimes the dog has a urinary tract infection. Sometimes he might have an inappropriately or incompletely formed bladder. He could have, or she could have, a female, could have an ectopic ureter, which means they could leak and you think the dog is having accidents. She's not having accidents. There's an ectopic ureter. There are all kinds of crazy things. And what we want you to do is to make sure that first, before you start blaming the dog for the behavior, make sure there's not a physical reason. But we will be right back with our final segment of For the Love of Dogs.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dogs for our final segment today. We're going to talk a little bit more about different issues, health issues that can make appearances or to seem to be behavioral issues. Well, we get a lot of times where people say, my dog just doesn't stop chewing. We had, 4 or 5 questions I can remember just this week about dogs who are past their teething phase who are still chewing. Number one cause of that in small breeds like toy breeds is an extra canine where the baby tooth does not fall out. And I've even seen, I can't even tell you how many times, where a dog was spayed or neutered and it had 2 or 3 extra baby teeth. So sometimes veterinarians don't check the teeth. They're not working on that end. They're working on the other end. So you really want to make sure that you've got a really good veterinarian. There's a lot of great holistic and homeopathic ones. And I'm actually going, as well as a couple of our team members from United Canine Professionals. We're actually going for our board certification in naturopathy, which is a really cool thing, because we learn all about how foods and chemicals affect not just behavior, but physical health. So imagine if your dog is a year and a half old and it's still chewing everything. How many people would ever think to look into the mouth and make sure it doesn't have a double canine, or that it doesn't have another similar issue? Nobody would. Nobody would do that. They would just blame the dog, get rid of it. So that's a big problem. A second issue that's very common is nutritional. Now, certain breeds, and I've been saying this for years, and I've noticed, this is not scientific, but I have noticed, and our team members, after doing 25,000 plus dogs that I've done, plus I don't know how many tens of thousands of dogs everybody else has done and rehabilitated. But if you think about a dog like a Lab or a Golden, and they're always eating the wrong thing, they're always in the hospital, either they're gobbled down a quarter, they gobbled down a rock, they ate the end of the rawhide, which, by the way, please don't use the rolled rawhides that have knots on the end. Use the straight rolled rawhides, which, you know, and supervise your pet. Try to get the ones made in the USA that are made of one piece instead of, you know, little pieces and chunks of everything and pressed together and made in China. So try to get the best thing you can for your dog. All right. It's really, really important. Well, if your dog has a propensity or a tendency to eat things and chew on inappropriate things, it can be nutritional, believe it or not. And I know this is going to be a little, I'll be careful with how I say it, but it's going to be a little strange for some of you guys. If your dog is eating kind of gross things like used tissues, the cotton crotch of ladies' underwear particularly, gym socks that are kind of stinky and nasty, used personal hygiene items that might start out very clean and cottony and don't end up that way, or other things like licking even things that are not organic matter, like, let's say, a pen, because you've used it and you just had fried chicken, so there's still the smell and the scent of the chicken on that pen. Well, dogs need to have things to chew. Dogs need to have proper nutrition. One of the ways you can be assured that your dog is getting proper nutrition is by using things like a really good top quality organic food, or natural at least, food like what I use. And the other part of it is using what I consider to be like the best product in the world. I just literally, everyone knows I lost my angel about 4 weeks ago at age 15, and it was not even from a cancer or anything. She actually damaged her spleen playing with my 2.5-year-old Coda puppy, who's one of Wyatt's sons. He was playing with his 15-year-old great-great aunt.
1 minute.
And, her, you know, they bounced around, and I guess she got hurt, and we didn't know it. The other thing, but she was healthy as you couldn't even believe she was 15 and a half, well, 15 years old. The other one was we just lost our Tara. Tara was a rescue from a good friend of mine, Bob, who used to be on the Forbes 400 list, and he unfortunately just passed away about a year and a half ago. This was one of his babies. Well, her name is Tara, and we just lost her a few days ago. It's broken my heart again. But she was 15 and a half. 15 and a half year old Rhodesian Ridgeback. So you might ask, what am I doing that I'm getting 15 and a half years, and I've got still a sister, and Angel still got some sisters and brothers still alive at 15. What am I doing differently than most other people are doing? Well, if you're a breeder and you're a legit, really good breeder of good champion dogs and you're doing it the right way, you're using what I'm using. Something called NuVet, N-U-V-E-T, NuVet.com, which is an amazing supplement. It's the best thing in the world. And I will swear up and down that that is why my dogs have clear eyes and why my dogs' coats look amazing. And they all look like they're an amazing championship coat all the time. And also why they live so long. They just, and they're happy and healthy like till the very end. Well, the NuVet vitamins, and they also have NuJoint, which Angel and Tara and Silka are on, but they were on until they passed. They've been on it for years and years. I think that's why they're all running around and happy and playing with two-and-a-half-year-olds. So NuVet, if anybody is interested, because we have a lot of people asking, like, Janice, how do you have dogs like that? There's a code there for that. It's 40560. And what we want you to do is, you know, take good care of your dog physically. You can email us at janice@unitedk9professionals.com or info@unitedk9professionals.com. And please stay tuned for the next episode where we're going to talk more about how you can keep your dog happy and healthy and living a long time. For the love of dog, please join us next week.